From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. New protests are erupting across the United States at this hour to President Trump's controversial travel ban as Mr. Trump criticizes a federal judge's decision to temporarily block his executive order, calling the ruling, in his words, ridiculous and vowing to have it overturned. Bob Bergeson is the attorney general in Washington state, where the ruling originated.
For a nation of laws, folks may not every may like this decision. I'm certain the president will not like this decision. But it is his job, it is his responsibility, it is his obligation as our president to honor it, and I'll make sure he does.
An executive order by an official with the U.S. State Department confirmed to VOA Saturday that people with valid visas will be allowed into the country and said the agency will release more information as soon as possible. Iran is conducting missile and radar tests Saturday, a day after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for a ballistic missile test this past week. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iranian state TV reported that the country's Revolutionary Guard Air Force was conducting air defense exercises Saturday, including missile and radar tests over a 35,000 square kilometer area in the northern province of Semnan. The TV channel added that Iran's Vice President Ishaq Jahangiri denounced recent U.S. accusations against Tehran, insisting the Iranian people do not take them seriously. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more news, you can join us at our website, that is voanews.com. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department Secretary says the United States recognizes Japan's administration of the Senkaku Islands, a comment quickly criticized by China. James Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He told reporters it was important to let Japan know of the U.S. commitment to their long-standing relationship.
I want there to be no misunderstanding during the transition in Washington that we stand firmly, 100%, shoulder to shoulder with you and the Japanese people, Mr. Prime Minister.
Both Japan and China have claimed sovereignty over the uninhabited contested islands in the South China Sea area. In addition, Taiwan, Malaysia, Vietnam, the Philippines, and Brunei also claim parts of the waters that contain strategic sea lanes and rich fishing grounds, as well as oil and gas deposits. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency says a proposed initiative to create safe zones in Syria for refugees would not work in the country. Filippo Grandi is just back from Syria.
Refugees are people that flee from the places that I have just seen in Syria. And I think I said it very clearly from there. This is where they come from these ruins, from this emptiness, from this. So they should be embraced, they should be received with solidarity and generosity, not identified as carriers of risk, of threat. They're not. These are people that flee from danger. They're not dangerous themselves.
President Trump recently signed an order barring Syrian refugees from the United States indefinitely. A top Pakistani official has hinted that his government would be willing to discuss with the new American administration freedom of Shaquille Afridi, the jailed doctor who helped the United States hunt down Osama bin Laden. His remarks on a local television station followed reports of renewed pressure on Pakistan to release Afridi since President Trump assumed office last month. Afridi is held as a hero in the U.S. for helping the CIA obtain the bin Laden family's DNA by organizing a fake immunization campaign that led American forces to raid and kill the fugitive al-Qaeda chief in his hideout in Pakistan in May of 2011. The Philippines is withdrawing from its ceasefire agreement with the country's communist rebels after new fighting left six soldiers dead. President Rodrigo Duterte told the country's troops on Friday to get ready to fight. Duterte's announcement came just days after the communists announced their decision to end their self-declared ceasefire. The decades-old conflict has killed at least 30,000 people. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.